Praise the Lord. Message number 211. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 27. The watchman uses his eyes carefully. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 2. We say, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this time that you ordained for us to receive your word, and thank you for your word that you always send to us on time to lead us, to guide us, to protect us, to warn us, and to help us to take right decision and right step in our lives. I do pray, O God, that we will understand, and each one who listened today on this message will understand the right things that his eyes or her eyes need to do for you. I do pray for clear understanding and also clarification and warning that come from you and direction from your word to help, O Lord, each and everyone to discern his sin and lead to repentance, O God, so that they will live a victorious life and they will have a fruitful, joyful, peaceful life in your presence. O God, uphold me with your Lord grace and anoint my lips and arrange the message and make it flow in the way that you want it, O God, so that the fruit that you desire you will harvest in the life of your church and your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 teaches us to fix our eyes on Jesus. The eyes are very important organs in the body, and the Lord had given the eyes to man. He had given us eyes so that we can see the things that we need to see and will help us to serve God and fulfill his purpose. The eyes are important for man to see his ways and in order for him to walk from place to place. You cannot walk and move from place to place unless you have eyes. Blind people would need people to guide them. That's why God gives us eyes. So we need to use his eyes in our eyes. That is the eyes that God gives us. That is his eyes that he gave us. So we will use it in the right way that God wants us to use. The eyes help us to move from place to place. Also, the eyes that God had given to man, it helps the man to read, to write, to work arts and crafts in his hands, and all these things that the eyes is doing, God had ordained it for, so that will help us, will help the man to live for God and to achieve God's purpose in each and every one man life. Hebrews 12:2 say, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Our eyes should be fixed on the Lord. Our eyes should be fixed on the word of God. And in this way, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we fix our eyes on the word of God, we'll be protected from falling into sin and from falling into certain temptations that will bring troubles in our lives. Certain times the eyes might be used in wrong ways, and the eyes become an instrument of wickedness that will bring destruction into man's life. We will go now through the scripture and we will see some of the misuses or abuses of the ice and how had brought destruction into life of mankind. As watchmen and as watchwomen for the Lord, we need to use the eyes that God gave us carefully to achieve the will and the purpose of God. Let's read the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 6. Speak about when Eve, when the woman was beside the tree that God forbid them to eat, and devil was there tempting her. Let's read verse 6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. The woman here had used her eyes in a wrong way. Her eyes enticed her to sin against God. Instead of her eyes should restrain her of sinning against God, she was tempted to transgress against the Lord and against God's command because she did not fix her eyes on Jesus and she did not fix her eyes on the commands and the instruction of the Lord. And she went ahead by eating from the fruit of the tree that's forbidden because she saw that it is pleasing to the eyes, and she saw that this fruit can give wisdom. So here the eyes of the woman was used in the wrong way, and she enticed her husband also, and he sinned, and sin had introduced into the world, and death also had introduced with that sin. As watchmen and women, we need to use our eyes with discernment to see the things that God allow and we go forward, and the things that God forbid and we should restrain from moving forward. The next scripture about how the eyes can be used for a wrong purpose and wrong way and bring destruction. Joshua chapter 7 verse 20 and to verse 21, when Achan was tempted to take one of the coveted, one of the devoted things. We will read this now. Achan replied, you know, when Joshua called him and he told him what you have done wrong, and because Joshua was verifying why they were not able to take the city of Ai. When he called Achan, and after God exposed that Achan is the one who took the devoted things, Joshua questioned him, and that is the answer of Achan. Achan replied, "It is true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath." Here I can say, when I saw, Achan's eyes led him to covet and steal and hide and tell lies. He lusted with his eyes toward worldly things that caused him to sin and brought destruction into his life. The word of God also remind us to avoid worldliness and the lust of the eyes. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 and 16, it says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of the sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world." See here, the lust of the eyes, the coveting of the eyes the greed of the man through his eyes. God had given eyes so that we can see what is going on around us and fight the good fight, and not to be enticed and to covet worldly things and do what is wrong and sin against God. Job said in Job chapter 31 verse 1, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. The eyes can be used for a wrong purpose and promote immoralities. Men should control their eyes and not to look lustfully on women. Women in the same way should control their eyes and not to look lustfully on men. Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5 verse 27 and 28, you have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Therefore, you must know that your eyes, as you look to men or you look to women, is leading you to sin, and that is adultery. Repent and renounce all your sin and let your eyes be controlled by you. You have authority over your eyes. God had given you these eyes not to watch men, not to watch women, not to be lustful after the other sex, not to watch pornography or other things that bring destruction into your life. Jesus said, and it is better then if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. See here, the sin of the eyes will bring the whole body into the hell and into destruction. You need to strain and control your eyes from looking into bad things. You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2 to 5, you will read a real story about King David. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Is it not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David saying, "I am pregnant." You see here, the eyes of David brought him sin. And we know that sin really brought havoc and destruction in the kingdom of God and in the church. So you need to be very careful. You need to control your eyes very well. In Psalm 101 verse 3, the psalmist say, "I will set before my eyes no vile things. The deeds of faithless men I hate, they will not cling to me." You need to avoid watching TVs, movies, playing games, and unnecessarily browsing the web pages, the internet. You avoided all these things that will bring destruction into your life. Avoid watching TV, movies, Facebooks, playing games, and the other thing that you will going to expose your eyes to see things bad and will bring sin into your life. All these things that we mentioned, TV, Facebook, movies, will impart vile things through your eyes to your mind and your heart, and will get your mind and your heart be spoiled and lead you to take wrong steps, behaving in a wrong ways, and tempt you to take bad decisions. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22 say, this is the Lord saying, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. Your eyes can keep your whole body in the light of God, and things will go smooth with you. You will not fall in sin, and you will not take wrong steps or tempted to take wrong decisions if you keep your eyes from watching or seeing bad things, the thing that we had mentioned in the message. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 23, the Lord says, but if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? See, here the point, when you use your eyes for a wrong way, your whole body will go into darkness, because the eyes should be the source that will bring light to your body. Let us fix our eyes unto Jesus. So as you fix your eyes on the Lord and His word and abide, there is light coming to your mind and heart and the whole body, your whole organ. You will be refreshed with the Holy Spirit, with the word of God, with the instruction that come from God, and you will have a joyful, beautiful life. You will take a right decision. You will live in righteousness. You will live in holiness. You will live victoriously. You will be away from fear, doubts, worries, power of darkness. But when you use your eyes in the wrong way, then darkness will creep in. You will have fear, doubt, sorrow, sadness, wrong decision, falling to sin, destruction, consequences of sin, and the rest of troubles in life. Further things we can want to speak about, the watchman should use his eyes carefully. In Matthew chapter 14, when the Lord was approaching the disciples, they were on the ship and he was walking on the water. Peter said to the Lord in verse 28 to verse 30, let's read. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. You know, Peter was called by God to walk on the water. His eyes should be fixed on the Lord. Fix on the word of God, fix on what the Lord Jesus had taught him, so he can achieve what God had called him to achieve. But what had happened? Peter used his eyes and fixed them on the wind and started to sink down. When God had called you, when God has spoke his word to you, you continue to fix your eyes on the Lord and on his word, not on the wind, not on trials, not on the devil, not on the enemies, not on those who criticize you, not on those who try to discourage you. Those, if you fix your eyes on all these things, you will start to sink down. Change your head direction and move your eyes toward the Lord Jesus and toward His word, so that you will again be started to come out from your sinking down on the surface of the water, and you will have a life that full of victory and achievement and also progress. We will read more scripture of how to use the eyes carefully. Matthew chapter 3 verse 3 to 5 say, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eyes and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Here we learn that you use your eye to check yourself before checking others. We need to check ourselves. Sometimes we teach others, we speak and criticize others, but we don't see the plank in our eyes, in our life. Hebrews 12 verse 2 remind us to fix our eyes on Jesus and not on the world. Teach us to fix our eyes on the word of God, not on the fruit of the forbidden tree. Teach us to fix our eyes on the Lord, not on other people. Teach us to fix our eyes on the word of God and what God had promised, not on trials, not on wind or tribulation that sometime may pass across our life. We as watchmen and watchwomen, we need to use our eyes effectively, and we need to examine ourselves. You need to examine yourself and use your eyes to examine yourself and remove whatever plank that might makes you ineffective toward the purpose of God. As you commit yourself to serve the Lord, kneel down, tell Him, Lord, thank you for your word, O God. Lord, I examine my eyes. I commit myself to live for you, Lord. Lord, help me to see my real spiritual condition. Lord, I repent from these sins, repent of whatever sin you are doing, watching TV, immoralities, pornographies, your eyes on boys or girls, coveting, lusting worldly things, focusing on trials, not on the Lord. Repent of all these sins. Tell Him, Lord, I commit myself to use my eyes properly as you ordain it for me to be used, O God. Lord, keep reminding me of your word and instructions. I do pray in the name of Jesus, you help each and every one who hear the message, and he pray earnestly. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I do pray that you will reap the harvest. Oh Lord, the purpose of sending this message shall be fulfilled. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.